Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A new report compiled today by sports scientists has found that female football players are at higher risk of injury as the boots and balls they use were originally designed for men. For example, football boots fail to account for the fact that women's feet, heels and arches are shaped differently. And I must say, this is news to me. And wearing boots, they say, designed for men is causing blisters and stress fractures in female players. Karen Duggan is a former Irish international and she joins me now. Karen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on, Cormac.
Is this something you suspected or is this news to you as well?
This is news to me as well, if I'm honest. There has been a lot of talk recently about the number of ACL injuries in women's sport, and it's been kind of attributed to different hormones and hip shape. But we haven't really heard much about the fact that the equipment that we're using could also be impacting and putting strains on their body. So I found it very interesting to read that article today.
Is it something you've experienced yourself and looking back now going, that's the reason?
Well, I mean, I don't know any footballer who hasn't had some sort of ankle ligament strain or some sort of stress fracture on their foot before, but it's definitely not something I thought about. I've always worn men's football boots. When you go on the website, the option is for men's or youths. There's the odd female boot, but to me, it looks like that's just a lighter version of the boot. I never heard anything about technology around the arch support or the ankle support or arches or anything like that. So it is really interesting, and it's good that this is being highlighted now, because the women's game is growing at such an exponential rate, but it is being marred by the number of injuries. A big high profile one before the Euros would have been Alexia Putellas. She's the double Ballon d'Or winner, and Spain were favourites for that tournament, and what they were really missing was that striker, and she did her ACL just before that tournament along with another few high profile players. And a lot of the research is just going into that and into the hormones and stuff, but you can look beyond that as well, as to just specialization in certain sports. If you specialize too early, you're getting better technical ability, but maybe not the same physiological development. And then there's other things like the pitches, which have contributed to injuries. And again, females only getting the higher standard of things now. It's great that the research is going into that.
Because actually on the pitches, funny enough, Karen, that's also mentioned in this report, that women are getting injured on pitches because they're playing on an uneven surface where the men's teams have played first the day before. And is that a common thing that you'd also find?
It would be kind of at certain levels. Now, I know that there's a rule kind of at more elite levels that a pitch can't be played on 24 hours before. You can't play on a pitch 24 hours until after the men's game has been done. So there are improvements in that regard, but I always thought that that was more so to protect the pitch rather than the players, to give it time to recover. The standards of pitches are getting better as well as the sport becomes more elite, but there are still some instances where games are being cancelled for waterlogged pitches. And a common thing that's happening is kind of shifting between AstroTurf and grass between training and matches, and that kind of change over also has been attributed to some amount of injuries that have happened in women's soccer as well.
Yeah, we got a lovely text from a listener earlier saying, Sarah, why don't women make their own boots, or do men have to do that too? Which is a very helpful contribution to the discussion. But the point
Brilliant.
Is
really
actually,
good.
Yeah, the point is that none of the major manufacturers, whether they're run by men or women, I don't know, but I have a very strong suspicion, are making women's boots yet, or have invested in a design for women's boots yet. Do you think that that might change, given, as you say, there has been this sort of explosion in the profile and popularity of women's football?
Absolutely. I mean, we're only hearing about these injuries now because we do have more and more people playing, and it's being highlighted. When a player gets injured, they don't have the same squad depth in women's football as they do in men's. So it really impacts the squad when a player is get injured. So that's why there's been a lot of focus on it recently, I think. And that's only a good thing. I mean, I'm only learning about these things now, and I've played the game for my whole life. So I wouldn't be unforgiving towards football boot manufacturers for not having women's range in terms of knowing all the medical and physiological details behind I would be because now that the research is done, they have the information, they're armed with the information, and going forward, I would like to see more women's ranges, particularly if it is for injury prevention and it's not just a fashion statement or something like that.
You're more forgiving than I, Karen, I have to say.
But in fairness, Sarah, I suppose they didn't know about the physical or physiological...
Women's bodies are different to men.
Women's feet are different to men.
This take a big leap.
But obviously, they've looked into this technically. So maybe they didn't know the physiological or physical differences between men and women's feet.
Well, I think, Cormac, either they've looked into it and seen the answer and decided not to do anything, or they haven't looked into it. I don't think either is acceptable.
But that's a trite and a glib answer.
Because
another way to look at it would be that this makes complete business sense for the companies. It's a whole other strand of revenue that they can target now. And I reckon, Karen, before the World Cup down under, they'll have a whole range of different boots designed for women.
I agree. I think that's really relevant. If they did know it, it might not have made business sense to even develop them. And maybe that's ignorance on their part as well. But they now do have the market for it. So now I would expect it. And my standards of what I expect from these manufacturers now has definitely gone up.
Just Sarah doesn't have a forgiving bone in her body, you see.
I tell you why, because this is, you know, this is just one sort of example in what we've seen in so many different facets of our lives, isn't it? Where different things are designed for men, including seatbelts, including CPR mannequins, you know, including iPhones. They're designed for a man's hand, not a woman's hand. I mean, there's been so much research done on different spacesuits.
Heating in public
designed
buildings.
For men. Heating for public buildings. We did an item on it, you know. So I just think, you know, when you look around and then we get texts from people saying, why don't women make their own? Well, maybe that's it. Maybe we just, but I suppose we're not running the companies, are we? That's the problem when we see that in the statistics. So the whole thing irritates me. So I'm not forgiving.
That was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Sarah McInerney Party. Oh, no, it's true. You make a valid point, all right. But I suppose it's what really intrigues me, Karen, is how the women's game will improve even more now if they have equipment specifically designed for women, because we've seen this in running as well, haven't we? When there is a certain type of technology invested in a boot, and suddenly times come down. I mean, do you think the game will improve, or is it just a detail in the greater scheme of things?
No, it's not just a detail. I mean, we have to remember that the professionalisation of the women's game is maybe 100 years behind the men's. So we are playing catch up when it comes to equipment and things like that. The popularity is obviously leading to more demands, and that's a fantastic thing. We're getting better pitches. We're seeing the English international team playing in Wembley. You know, it's the best stadium in England. And that's the way that the game's going, and it is getting to more of an equal footing. But we've been used to playing catch up in that regard. So that's why I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, and I'm being patient in hope that there will be a turnaround in the focus of giving women those facilities in order to help them reach that next level. And particularly when it comes to safety, I mean, that should be the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And if this is a safety concern, then I think that more focus has to be brought on it. And it's brilliant that articles like this have been written.
Somebody's texted to say, I cycle a bike called Live, and it's designed and made by women for women. So go the women. They've eventually taken into our own hands. Otherwise it won't get done. This report also shows that there's a need to design more comfortable and practical kit for women to wear, sports bras, for example, shorts, things like that. Is that also an issue, Karen?
Well, there has been, again, there's a lag in terms of suppliers having women's fit jerseys and women's fit shorts. Now, all of the top teams have kind of moved towards that, and suppliers are getting on board with that sort of thing. A big change and a big crawl that we've seen in recent times has been the changing of colours of women's shorts. So traditionally, you'd copy the men's kit, which might be blue with white shorts. Like Man City, they have changed now to blue shorts just because it gives people that level of comfort when they are in their menstrual cycle to just feel more comfortable and more protected. And in that way, like anything that you can do to make someone feel more comfortable, they're going to play less tensely, and it's going to have a positive impact on how they play in a game.
Yeah, it's extremely insightful. Thank you very much indeed, Karen Duggan, former Irish international. Thank you for joining us in the programme.
Thank you.